brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Thursday, June 5th, 2008. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis, and I'll be sitting in for the rest of the week. I was here with you yesterday with a ton of Bilderberg stuff. Huge breaking news from Bilderberg. Alex is out there. There's a story posted over at Infowars.com. He was on Coast to Coast AM last night. And after the short segment, we'll play that for you. Alex should be joining us in about a half an hour. But they had some kind of a fire drill last night. They kicked everybody out, probably did another sweep. And just huge news from Bilderberg. Also, we got this email today, which I thought was pretty hilarious, if true, and I think it is true. The DOJ placed an order for 125 iPods with Bilderberg 2008 engraved on the backs shipping to Chantilly, Virginia. They're going to be late, so they are freaking out. I just thought it was kind of funny. Well, I think it's not that funny that the Department of Justice is purchasing iPods for the elite, and they're engraving it for their little club. But, of course, Bilderberg doesn't even exist. Alex must be at some fake meeting right now or making it up because Bilderberg doesn't exist. There is no shadowy group of elitists that actually run the country, right? Well, that's not what the Washington Times? Or no, I think it was Washington Post actually did that huge article just a couple weeks ago where they were going through Rothkorp's book, and, you know, Bilderberg is one of those organizations in which decisions are made. And the vast majority of these guys are white Anglo-Saxon males. However, you know, there are a few exceptions. I think he said something like 6% of them were actually women. And that's why Hillary Clinton went in 2006 to the Bilderberg meeting, although she denies even knowing what it is. We're going to play that clip later on because we're going to have student scholars for 9/11 Truth on in the final hour, Justin Martell. And Justin Martell, Mike Jackman, Eric Jackman, these guys have confronted every presidential candidate this year, Barack Obama, John McCain, and, of course, Hillary Clinton. And when Hillary Clinton is asked about the Bilderberg Group, she denies any knowledge of what it is. Mike Jackman then says, well, what about your husband? Your husband went to Bilderberg, and she kind of nods, and she's just like, I can't help you. I don't know what this meeting is. Well, yesterday on the show, we played the clip of Clinton actually talking about Bilderberg Group and how, indeed, he did go to Bilderberg Group and how, indeed, they do set policy there. And he said something about how he wasn't able to set any policy for NAFTA, that those decisions had already been made before he got there. He was just there to sit down with some Europeans to talk about Russia and what was going to happen there. Well, this is all about globalization, and that's why I've got to bring up the fact that Kevin Rudd, who I believe is the president of Australia, is now calling for an Asia-Pacific Union similar to the European Union. And he wants this done by 2020. And he has appointed veteran diplomat Richard Wolcott, one of his mentors, as a special envoy to lobby regional leaders over the body. You see, we have the European Union. We're on the verge of a North American Union. The Pan-American Union's been around for a while. Okay? They really want this Asia-Pacific Union. And when our job is done in the Middle East, we will have a Eurasian Union. And when we have these, you know, four or five huge bodies of mass, then we can have a global governing body, a new world order, if you will, that is outside of the UN. It will be given vast powers. I mean, the UN has nothing compared to what they want to give it. And our Constitution, Bill of Rights are done. Sovereignty is gone. And we're going to have to... We're just going to have to live under this great new tyrannical rule. I can't wait. Sounds like a great time to me. So on the other side, we're going to play Alex Jones calling into Coast to Coast AM last night. We're going to have Alex coming on hopefully in about 20 minutes, and we're going to be taking your calls throughout the day. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta-Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in. You can check my stuff out over at loosechange911.com. I run a little blog. That's where we sell the video. Or you can go to loosechangethefinalcut.com. We encourage you to make copies. But let's just play the clip from Coast to Coast AM last night. Alex is going to be joining us shortly. And this is right on the verge as this supposed fire drill is actually happening. So let's play the clip.
He's known as the Bilderberg Group, is scheduled to begin tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Alex Jones broke the story on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, his websites, and Coast to Coast last night, and he's out there now with an update. Hello, Alex. What happened today?
George, for the last 5 minutes, I've been in an incredible emergency just waiting for you to come to me. George, we're sitting here in the room. As the phone rings with your producer, Tom Danheiser, to put me on, the fire alarm goes off.
Oh, my gosh.
So everybody is exiting the building. I know this is a setup. They timed it exactly when this happened. We were in the restaurant tonight. These huge cops come in, FBI, about 45, 55 years old. They're sitting there. There's a couple of them, but one of them, I said, that's a cop. And then he starts saying, hey, you're not planning anything violent. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We've had other people coming up and doing this. There's agents, spies everywhere. We're inside here right now. And it got huge all over the web. My report last night, you know I never come on with this type of incredible stuff happening live. This is happening live. Open the door. I want to hear the fire alarm. Open the door. I want people to hear this live to the 16 million people listening.
And where are you, Alex? Well, you can hear the alarm in the background.
George, do you hear that?
Yeah. Now, where are you exactly?
Now, they're going to use this as an excuse. The Westfield Marriott, right outside D.C. in Chantilly, they want to use this to flush us out of here. They're very upset. Everybody that covers Bilderberg, I was detained 2 years ago, interrogated, screamed at. They said Bilderberg was upset about me, wanted to stop us. This is guaranteed. Everywhere we go, we're followed. We have another hotel across town as a base of operations. They were there questioning us, getting in our faces. We're being followed everywhere. I need everybody's support right now. I pray to God they don't try to set me up. They may have tried to concoct this in some way to say, you know, look, they didn't leave during a fire drill, assessing me, knowing I would stay and do the interview. But again, the moment the phone rang with Tom Danheiser, the moment the phone rang, the guys answered it, I'm standing there, the alarm goes off. It's going off right now. The guests are exiting the hotel out there. Of course there's no fire. This is just absolutely insane. I noticed, too, that there was over 100 security people here today, but tonight we got back, and it was a total ghost town, and this is what's insane. We have a security guy walk up to us 30 minutes ago, about 25 minutes ago, before this happened, and said, what are you guys doing? We said, we're just walking around checking out the artwork in the hotel, which we actually were admiring, but we were also going around getting some footage. And they said, well, no cameras allowed. We said, fine. And then he said, yeah, we had somebody do a fire alarm a few weeks ago, and me and Rob, my camera guy, were going, why is he telling us about a fire alarm? I forgot that part, George. These bastards have done this. I don't know how. They're planning to try to set us up or something, but this is incredible. We are here in the middle of this right now, George.
Well, all right, you get yourself outside and be safe, okay?
Okay, once I get out, do you want Tom to call me back or
yeah,
to find out what happened?
We'll call you back, make sure everything's okay, Alex.
Okay, there'll be total coverage at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be here the next 3 days covering this for you, George. This is insane. Everybody, pray for us, and thank God you're there. Thank God you were there to cover when I got detained in Canada. All we're trying to do is get the First Amendment out. We're reporters. It's our right when 125 world leaders show up. If 125 Hollywood people showed up and it was in secret, there'd be media everywhere. We have a right and a duty to find out what's going on. We have a right and a duty to cover what's going on here, and that's all we're doing is free Americans under the First Amendment. We paid our way. We're staying in this hotel. They kick us out tomorrow for the official meeting to begin. Globalists are already arriving. And this is some kind of stunt. These bastards walked up to us and made a comment about fire alarms. That's the part I forgot to tell you. And I'm like, why did he say that? We're like, that's weird. We come up in the elevator. We walk in the room. We've got our crew in here. The phone rings. And right as the phone rings and they pick it up, and your producer's calling us, this alarm.
All right, Alex, get yourself out of there. We'll check back with you. That's Alex Jones, who's obviously very excited over what's going on there where the Bilderbergs are meeting. Now, the Bilderbergs, an elite invitation-only conference of very influential members of business, media, political community. Past attendees have included Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, former British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, and then a number of other people that we just have no idea who they are.
Kissinger, John Edwards, let me try to think about some other guys. Greenspan goes there. Really the upper crust of the American elite. And, of course, David Rockefeller is there every year. George Pataki was there in 2006 on video, sucking up to one David Rockefeller. All right, let's take some calls before Alex actually calls in. Let's go to Dion in New York. Dion, are you with us?
Hermes, I'm here. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Guess where I'm headed right now?
Bilderberg?
That's right, sir. a little spooked out after that last call, I gotta say, that you know, clip of Alex, but I guess here I go. I'm still going. I have two comments and a request.
Mm-hmm.
First comment is, Loose Change is by far the best tool of waking someone up to the 9/11 truth. I appreciate it, and it really helped me, you know, wake up some of my friends.
Okay,
two,
thanks, man.
If this TV show does happen, you gotta be in it somehow. You gotta be like the Ed McMahon.
I appreciate
cool.
that.
The third request, since I'm going to this Bilderberg thing, I'm going to be alone. I'm sure a lot of other people are, too, and I'm just hoping you can pass word on to Alex maybe to give some advice to those of us traveling there that for the first time, you know, not really knowing what to do. If you just give advice to people.
Sure.
Like,
well, let me give you some advice right now. I talked to Luke Radowski late last night, and there's some breaking news on that Gary Talis arrest. They went to court yesterday, actually, and the prosecutors tried to say that Gary had put personal information of the other man up on the web, which is a total lie, and they're going for him. I mean, they offered him 2 years probation yesterday. But
yeah.
Luke left last night, I mean, late night. I think I was talking to him something like, I don't know, 10:30, 11:30 Eastern. He's like, yeah, I'm about to take off for an hour. Here's what's going to happen. The way that that hotel is set up, it has a long driveway. It's at an intersection of about four streets, I believe. They're not going to let you anywhere near anything but that intersection. I would imagine that's where Alex and crew will be to try to tape those attending. That's your best shot. What you're going to try to do is get the faces of those on camera that are in the cars, because it's going to be a passing moment, man. You're literally going to have 30 seconds to try to get these guys on camera and then try to match a face to a name. Now, your only other shot to try to get these guys on camera or see what these elite guys are up to is to troll the local, you know, aristocratic bar scene. I've been down in Virginia before, and you would not believe, like, all these little restaurants, bars, they have, like little idol ships, little pictures of, like, Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene and all these Washington insiders when they were younger, when they were in college, when they were just starting out. And that's where these guys tend to like to hang out. So I would say go around there, try to get as much footage as you possibly can, and, of course, you know, try to get them driving in and out of Bilderberg.
Okay, well, I just got a new battery for my camera. It's all charged up, so I'll be, hopefully I got a steady hand.
All right, Godspeed, Dion. We're going to jump to Bart in Houston. Bart, are you with us? You with us, Bart?
Oh, hey, sorry. I clicked out for a second.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know, this Bilderberg conference, I really feel, is probably one of the most, I mean, each one has been important for what it's done for world policy and what the elite and the establishment are trying to accomplish. But everywhere I turn, and I'm a complete info media junkie, I mean, this is basically what I spend all of my time doing. At every corner, from every sector, everyone feels the acceleration happening right now. I mean, these last 7 years, these last 8 years have just been this crazy roller coaster ride as we're just accelerating into the new world order. But I think everyone can definitely feel that this next 12 months, I think that the illusion of normalcy that has bemused and controlled so much of the public is really going to start fading away. And that it's absolutely critical for every one of us in every way possible to accelerate everything that we're doing in the info war.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, we're on the verge of $5 a gallon nationwide. Expect that in the next couple months. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to be discussing. They're going to be discussing gas prices. They're going to be discussing how the presidential election is going to go. They're going to be discussing possibilities and really probabilities for our vice president. My money's still on Edwards just because he's an insider with those guys. It'll be almost guaranteed if he actually shows up to the Bilderberg meeting this year. They tend to like him, I believe, because he's well-spoken, he's a good-looking guy, and, you know, he fools a lot of people with his rhetoric, much like Obama does. You know, Obama's a great speaker. He doesn't say much when he speaks, but he gets, you know, with slogans like, you know, change you can vote for or change you can believe in. People love that stuff, whether it's change or not. They go, change, that's good. We need change. So, you know, we have to keep a close eye on what Bilderberg's going to do here. Remember back in 2002, they decided that they were going to invade Iraq. In 2003, I had Estelon yesterday saying that there's no way they're going to go into Iran. You know, I'd like to believe him. But when you have, you know, the president of Australia going into how they're about to build an Asian union, you know they're building a North American union. The European union's already there. The Pan-American union has been formed. You know, you've got to wonder if they're really going to push for this Eurasian union. And it seems like, you know, the only two countries that are really stopping that Eurasian Union are Iran and possibly Saudi Arabia, but we're buddies with Saudi Arabia at this point. So we'll see. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if you look, you know, there really is a schism within the New World Order right now. I had a chance to interview Dr. Joseph Nye a couple of months back when he came to Houston. Not many people know who he is. He's the founder of neoliberalism.
Mm-hmm.
And when I interviewed him, you know, he talked about how at least their group understood that they had pushed it too far. And I went back and I've read everything that he's written for the last year, and it goes exactly through that, about the elite are saying that they need a John F. Kennedy, they need an FDR right now to channel the energy back into their system because of the widespread you know, the widespread resistance.
And I think they think that Obama is that guy. A lot of people are getting behind him. I thank you for the call, Bart. On the other end, I'm going to talk about Plum Island and how they may be moving that. Now, for those who don't know what Plum Island is, well, it's this bio-warfare lab that specializes in foot and mouth and all these other great diseases, and they want to expand and move it This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after these.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. If you want to get at me, and I got like 50 friend requests yesterday, and I went through every single one of them, folks. In fact, some of these stories that I'm talking about right now are from those people that contacted me over MySpace. It's myspace.com/Jason Burmis. And I really want to thank our inside source over at Mac.com who scooped this and said, yo, the Department of Justice just ordered 125 iPods with Bilderberg 2008 engraved on the back, shipping to Chantilly, Virginia. So our tax dollars, I mean, we're the ones that support the Department of Justice. That's me and you folks, okay? With our federal tax dollars, we're buying the elite, the scum of the earth, the people who can afford an iPod anyway, nice little engraved ones, to let them know that they're our rulers, our masters. It's really nice. It's great. I can't wait. I'm so happy we're doing this. I got another really big story. There's a place called Plum Island in New York, okay? Now, this is supposedly an animal disease center. It's been around since 1954. It used to be under the Department of Agriculture. Now, in 2002, after the 9/11 attacks and after Homeland Security was established, Homeland Security took this facility over. Now, this is the foot and mouth facility. And they do all sorts of biological testing. I think it has a biosafety level of 3 agriculture laboratory facilities. We've had whistleblowers in 2003 who voiced concern about safety at the facility and were fired. Now, this whistleblower actually discussed their concerns with aides of Senator Hillary Clinton, so nothing was done. You see, Senator Hillary Clinton is there to grandstand and try to get elected and not really help anybody or look out for the best interests of the public. Now, Plum Island, the reason I'm bringing this up is because they have a new facility, and they're trying to make it, what's it going to be called? It's a replacement facility, and it's still not operational yet, but it's going to be the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, the NBAF. And they want to put this thing, remember, this is livestock biowarfare, foot and mouth disease, all this other stuff. They want to put it next to livestock in the middle of the country. Sound a little fishy to you? Well, it sounded a little fishy to me. And it even sounded a little fishy to the controlled mainstream media, the Associated Press. Let's play the clip.
At the tip of New York's Long Island is a place reachable only by boat or air. This is Plum Island, isolated for a reason. It's where the government does research on the highly infectious foot and mouth virus, far from any livestock. But now, a germ so feared it was kept offshore by law may be coming onshore. The Bush administration is likely to move the outdated lab at Plum Island to one of 5 sites around the country, a proposal raising questions. Will a new state-of-the-art lab be safe enough to allow research anywhere near commercial livestock?
It goes against the main aspect of the safety program for the past 50 years.
It's going to have to be in somebody's backyard.
There's money at stake here with a lab bringing economic development, helping university researchers. There is fear, too, of deadly germs escaping and spreading. The last U.S. outbreak of foot and mouth was in 1929. A more recent outbreak in Britain led to the slaughter of millions of animals. If a single cow comes down with foot and mouth, all agricultural exports from the U.S. could be halted. Animals slaughtered. John Studeman is a cattle farmer near Athens, Georgia, a site for the proposed lab.
As long as it's a secure facility, I see no problem with it being right here.
This husband and wife team of activists doesn't want it.
Our basic concern is that the economic benefit to Athens has been oversold and the safety concerns have been understated.
The lab could be opened by 2014. Congress wants to know if the move is safe, demanding documents from the Department of Homeland Security.
Some things they do at Plum Island I would not want to see on the mainland, like hoof and mouth disease. I mean, it's just too important, very highly contagious.
Homeland Security officials say the lab will be safe, claiming in a statement studies are being done to evaluate the impacts of hypothetical foot and mouth disease releases at each lab site. For 10 years, Corey Brown worked at Plum Island.
Nowadays, with the kinds of technology that we have for biocontainment, it's no longer necessary to be on an island.
But the former director of Plum Island worries.
All right, we'll play the rest of that clip on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Alex will be checking in from Bilderberg soon. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No
sarcasm in the classroom. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are back. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm going to be subbing in while Alex is over at Bilderberg. If you didn't know, there's a nice little elitist meeting going on right now, and it's going to take place this weekend. 125 of the top officials, elitists, if you will. Not even some of them are behind-the-scenes officials, like Rockefeller there. He doesn't really hold an actual government title. He just starts all these foundations and oversees operations, I guess. And Alex is down there getting the scoop. Meanwhile, you and I are paying for expensive engraved iPods for them. Isn't that lovely? The Department of Justice buys iPods for Bilderberg, but they don't set policy. It's more of a vacation thing, right? Come on, no one's buying into that anymore. Anyway, we were playing a clip about Plum Island. Now, this is a bio research facility, foot and mouth disease, other diseases, and we didn't get to play the very end of that, so we're going to play the last minute of that clip. And what's interesting is the people that work there aren't even allowed to have pets because they may actually spread disease by breathing on their cat or dog. And they're not allowed to go to zoos for like a week within working at the facility, but they want to move it right next to a cattle ranch in San Antonio, Texas. You actually got to see the clip to see the four little places. Georgia is one of them. Texas is another. I want to say Manhattan, Kansas is another. And I'm not sure what the fourth facility is. But let's bring that clip right back in and play it up.
done to evaluate the impacts of hypothetical foot and mouth disease releases at each lab site. For 10 years, Corey Brown worked at Plum Island.
Nowadays, with the kinds of technology that we have for biocontainment, it's no longer necessary to be on an island.
But the former director of Plum Island worries. Lab workers here carry the virus on their breath, meaning they can't have animals and must wait before going to a zoo or circus.
It seems a little odd to be thinking of locating the lab in a region where there's a lot of agricultural animals.
For their part, cattle growers want a new lab to fight outbreaks, do research, whether on the mainland or on this dot of land called Plum Island. For the Associated Press, I'm John Siegenthaler.
So there it is, the former director actually saying, no dice, I don't want it outside of an island. What, are you crazy? They carried it on their breath, for God's sakes. But he's going to be ignored. They want an outbreak. They want martial law. They'd love to put us in their little FEMA camps that they've built. You know, Oliver North can sit there all day and say that the continuity of government program, or COG, is to have a constitutional government. But that's just bull, man. All right. I'm told that Alex Jones is on the line, so let's just cut right to Alex. Alex, are you with us?
Jason, yes. I'm only on cell. I'm outside the Bilderberg Group meeting. Is it clear?
Yeah, you're very clear right now.
Did you hear about what happened on Coast to Coast AM last night?
We played the clip in the second segment, actually, Alex.
Okay, it got even worse, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you a basic rundown here. We went downstairs. We were going around looking at the meeting rooms they were setting up, had security harassing us, asking us questions. We weren't even, you know, videotaping where they could see. But right when we walk in the room, the second we walk in the room, Coast to Coast calls about 5 minutes early. The alarm goes off all over the hotel. But going back, we had been downstairs 10, 15 minutes before, and the head of security at night walks up and says, hey, have you ever heard of people pulling fire alarms? You ever heard people doing that and trying to rob hotels? And I said, that's strange. And then we walked around about 10 more minutes, went back upstairs. Right as we walked in the room, the alarm goes off. I think they may have been trying to set us up. I'm not sure. Can't confirm that. But the point is thank God we were back in the room. There was a, you know, international independent film channel crew there. So we're in the room, get in the room right as it goes off, right as the phone rings. The second the phone rings, I walk in the room, the phone rings, and the alarm goes off. It's going, nah, nah, nah. Could you hear it on the radio?
Yeah, we could hear it. We could hear it. When you told George that and you put it out into the hall, you could absolutely hear the alarm.
Okay, so then I realized that after the 5 minutes, I had to get out. We go outside. There's like 200 guests in the front. There, where Bilderberg's dropping the people off right now, but this was last night at about 1:10 Eastern, 12:10 Central, and as we walk out, we don't even have our cameras on, but Rob has one in his hand, and there's Japanese people taking photos. There's like 50 video cameras out, you know, the guests that they all kicked out this morning, and they, security, the same guy that brought up the fire alarm before it happened, 10 minutes before, runs up to me and says, I'm going to F you both up if you videotape. Do you hear me, Alex and Rob? Well, Rob's name's not on any of the hotel rooms. Names, it's under Aaron's name. He knew our names. He knew everything. And he said, I've called the police, and they're coming, and they're going to F you up. And I said, well, you just better think about that, false charges. And I said, look at all these people videotaping. You're not saying anything to them. He just said, listen, I'm going to F you up. And so then the fire trucks show up. 20 minutes goes by. We go back up in the room. Independent film channels videotaping out the window as all this happens down in the courtyard. Got that. I mean, I've got a bunch of notes here. Just incredible things happened here. This morning, some of the Bilderbergs arrive always early before they actually lock the hotel down. That's what we've experienced other years covering those that have been there. And they start playing some national anthem, something like the Spanish national anthem, and police cars pull in, and in between them pulls in a big black Mercedes, and this guy gets out real fast in like a $5,000 suit. He looks like one of the Spanish officials that we've seen at other events. Then we saw this big computer company owner, Guru, who we've tracked before. He shows up, but then it's noon, about 35, 40 minutes ago. We have to get out of the hotel because they've been calling the room, and That morning, we were walking around the bottom, and they came up and said, "Who are you? What's your names?" And then they said they knew our names, and then they said, "We can't wait till 12 o'clock, and then we're going to throw you out of here. We might just arrest you right now." So we're up there getting out right at noon. We go down. Black sedans are pulling in right in front of us with huge bees on the window. I even got a photo of this. We jump in the car. We've got the Independent Film Channel with us in our big van. We drive out a big white Dodge sedan, those new ones, baby blue. We got photos of this. We have on the web tonight. He follows us out, makes 10 turns with us, following us around a parking lot. We get out. He runs off and parks, starts following us again. We follow him again. He then goes into restaurants, watching us out the window. By the way, there's guys right now watching me across the street taking photos of us. And, you know, we're like a mile away. Incidentally, there's wooded area all around, several acres in between the hotel and the road. Coming out the main entrance, we saw about 75 great info warriors out there videotaping, police everywhere. We're about to go back out there. More Bilderberg group people starting to arrive. Then we drove around the outside of the hotel, just getting out of there with this guy following us, you know, on the main roads. And there are people all at the intersections videotaping any black sedans or any cars, patriots. So there's like just a fog of info warriors out there, totally overwhelming them. There's all these huge Army intelligence, average 6'2", 6'3", 250, 270 pounds, running around with earpieces everywhere in suits and in plain clothes, watching us, following us. They're all over the streets. I mean, this is a complete spectacle that's going on here. Rob, come here. Rob's got a lot of points he wants to make because there's so many. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we're going to make them all.
Alex, were you aware? We just got this thing in from an email earlier today from somebody over at Macintosh emailed us that the Department of Justice actually placed an order for 125 iPods with engraved Bilderberg 2008 on them to ship to Chantilly, Virginia, and they're going to be late. So our tax dollars pay for their new iPods, Alex.
Well, listen, here's another part of the story. I go to the gift shop to get some Gatorade this morning about 2 hours ago. I walk in, and there's these big offices behind it, and I'm getting Gatorade, and I hear, "Bring in that satellite. Send in those lines." "That's not how the Army does it, sir. We feed them through the main codex. That's QL7 scrambler needs to be fed." "Hold on. I'm getting another one of the calls." "He's moving. He's moving out of the room." And then they look at me and slam the door, and I'm sitting there, you know, with the little bitty counter, and then I was walking to the hotel. Every room is just jam-packed with spooks. It is just amazing. Just constant harassment. Bob, where are you going? Okay, no. Wow, we got people on us?
Just incredible stuff, folks. I mean, this is live at the Bilderberg Conference. Only Alex Jones is going to bring you this type of material. Alex, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. There's people following us right now and videotaping us. We're in our little steakhouse, just ran in to get something to drink, trying to have time to call into you.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob just didn't have his camera outside, so he ran in to get it to get them. Okay, Rob, just go ahead and you give Burmese about a 3-minute report on what you've seen.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing, Rob? Let's hear what's going on in Bilderberg right now, buddy.
All right. Well, basically, Alex basically summed up until just now. But what happened to me on Wednesday morning when I first arrived, it was that morning. I got up pretty early, started roaming around, you know, just not much security was there visibly on Wednesday morning until I passed this one office where all these security guards swung their heads around and took a look at me as I passed them by.
Really?
Right. And then, yes. Then when I went back, I heard this one guy saying, talking about all these teams of security. And he pointed me out. He's like, what about that guy? I saw that guy roaming around. Is he part of your team? And I kept walking. And the guy turns around. He's like, "You, come here." And I was like, "No." And I kept walking. And all these guys, there's like this circular area in the lobby filled with restaurants, and doors just opened up, and these people just came out. He's like,
"How about this morning when she said we're gonna get you?"
Yeah, this morning, the same security guard or of that same like security force. Mm-hmm. Well, all these people came out that day and told me, "Turn the camera off." And this one guy said, "Security is going to be increasingly get worse as the days go on." Well, this morning, I went downstairs just to get a cup of coffee. Didn't have anything on me, and this one security guard, this woman, who looked at us the day before,
mm-hmm.
basically, you know, comes up to me and starts, you know, walks right up to me and, you know, I was like, can I help you, you know? And she says, you know, I saw you looking at me. And I was like, well, you approached me. And she's like, well, are you a guest here? And I'm like, well, obviously, I was here yesterday. And basically, she said to me, you know, well, I can't wait to throw you out. You know, 12 noon. She asked me for my room number and all the stuff.
Alarm last night.
And, yeah, also, the alarm last night was extremely unusual. Just as we walked through the door, I mean, literally.
They came at us outside.
Yeah. Just as we walked through the door, this guy starts talking about fire alarms when we were in the restaurant below. And, yeah, it was two security guards. And they were talking about, they told us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they told us a story about somebody pulling a fire alarm. Well, we get back up to our room, and just as Alex opens the door, literally turning the knob on the door, the fire alarm goes off. And this was like 1 minute before Alex was supposed to be on Coast to Coast. And, yeah, the phone rang just as the alarm goes off, just as we enter the room. It was really strange. We go outside. I go outside with the camera. We're out there for about 1 or 2 minutes when this guy slams my camera shut, and he says, I see you taping one more time. The cops are coming. And I was like, you're going to call the cops? Well, everybody's taping.
Mm-hmm.
There are fire alarms. Everybody's taping. The guy.
Fire engines,
this and that. People are, like, outside. Everybody's snapping pictures, taking video. But the guy would not leave my foot. He wouldn't leave. He knew our names. He would not leave us. Alex asked me. He's like, yo, go that way.
Well,
so
I would say you guys are lucky that they didn't plant something in your room during this alarm. I mean, obviously they know who you are. Obviously you're a target. Obviously they wanted you out of that room. I mean, I'm just glad that they didn't plant something in that room.
Well, who knows if they did or didn't. Here's Alex.
All right.
How long do we have to break, Berman?
We got about 4 minutes, Alex.
Okay, listen, I'm going to get back in position over in front, and I know you're going to have Bob Chapman on, but bottom of the next hour in about 35 minutes, maybe at the end of that next hour, either within 40 minutes or within an hour.
Okay.
I will call in during the third hour or during the second hour, and I'll give you a full report on what's happening. Let you talk to some of the people that are there on the ground. The problem is anywhere around the hotel, cell phones don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They've definitely got some type of system going. I've read that at high-security events they do this. Remember whenever Bush, a couple years ago for Thanksgiving, flew a bunch of reporters on a secret mission over to Iraq, and the Associated Press reported they had to put their batteries in one bag with the Secret Service and the other phones in another bag because, you know, they designed it so people can dial in and listen. The government can do that. They don't want us doing that. But I'm telling you, man, this is like you walk in the gift shop and there's another back room with just computers and special ops everywhere going, bring that satellite in, run those feeds right now. Well, that's not how we do it in the Army. Well, we're getting a problem. Too many feeds going down that line. All right, hold on. I'm getting another call. Listen to this one. He's moving. They're moving in the hotel now. And I mean, this is just totally amazing. This blows everything away we've done before at Bilderberg because being inside of it, being there as they locked it down, as they shut it down, I don't know why at Bilderberg, Canada, I didn't fly in a few days early. I mean, I know why. I want to be there for the radio show. I want to be there doing filmmaking. I'm doing so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
I just really appreciate you, Jason, sitting in for me. Just wild what we've seen. But and then coming out, leaving about 45 minutes ago, right at noon Eastern, and black sedans pulling in with more security with big B's in the window. Big B's in the back passenger side window and big Mercedes and big Cadillacs. And I've got photos of it, and I just took photos right in front of them. Cops started following us. They pulled big sedans in front of us, pulled a big Suburban in front of us with lights going to see what we'd do, to see if we'd run. Huge, huge Ford trucks with huge, you know, trailers on the back with special ops guys all in them, pulled up in front of us. And then we just smiled at them and then drove around them. And then we got followed and tell by this other guy. I mean, it is just absolutely amazing. Bilderberg 2008, Chantilly, Virginia. Folks, I do not enjoy doing this. We're doing this because these people are destroying our liberty and our freedom. They're colluding to bring in the New World Order. These are the people. This is 125 that run the planet. These are the people that vet your presidential candidates and prime ministers. It's our First Amendment right. Oh, I totally forgot, Burmese. Last night,
mm-hmm.
we had a backup hotel at the Hilton, a room there,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we can keep the equipment over there and move it back and forth so they don't know what we're doing. And we go down in the bar. We're eating dinner about 9 o'clock. This, you know, big, huge guy who looked just like a cop, acted just like a cop. One of the camera guys we're with, his father's a
former Chicago cop, famous private investigator. And I know him well, trust him. You know, his dad produces TV shows with him, but I'm not going to know the whole story. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to know him. But the point is, he said, dude, that's FBI. And I said, I know. And I said, let's see when we come back and sit down if he starts bringing up, are we going to do violence? Are we going to do anything bad? And sure enough, I sit down and he goes, so you want to go infiltrate some federal buildings with me? You want to go, get really serious and go into the State Department? And I said, absolutely not. I said, we're nonviolent. We're reporters here to cover this. And he's like, what about Bohemian Grove? You went in there. And I said, well, that was, 8 years ago. I said, listen, we're not trespassing. We're doing anything wrong. And he said, okay, well, I hope that's the case. And he just got up and left. I mean, it is just so amazing, everything that's happening. We are right in the middle of a spy movie. We need everybody to pray for us, everybody to give us plenty of attention. I want to thank Coast to Coast AM, with the second largest show in the country, 16 million listeners, for giving us this coverage, because that's giving us a lot of protection. But number one, God's given us the protection, and this is just absolutely amazing. Burmese, this is Alex Jones signing out here on the GCN Radio Network. You take it over. I'll call in either at the bottom of the next hour or the hour after that. We'll talk to you later, Burmese.
All right, looking forward to it. Godspeed, Alex. There you have it. They're out there at Bilderberg Group being harassed by all sorts of security agencies. The security is unprecedented there, folks. These are our global masters, and the little security guards that work for the hotel want to be their little slaves. We're going to F you up. It's not how it works, folks. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. There is still a First Amendment.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
What motivated him to do it? To mock the religion of others and deny the teaching of the book. Who really knows, but he really did it. File a lawsuit against God? Nebraska State Senator, longest-serving State Senator Ernie Chambers, vehemently filed a lawsuit in Douglas County District Court, alleging God caused, and I quote, widespread death and destruction and terrorization of millions upon millions of the Earth's inhabitants, end quote. And guess what then happened to him? Something he wasn't expecting happened. He happened to get an answer. I now read from an Associated Press article, quote, a legislator who filed a lawsuit against God has gotten something he might not have expected, a response. One of two court filings from God came Wednesday under other worldly circumstances, according to John Friend, clerk of the Douglas County District Court in Omaha. This one miraculously appeared on the counter. It just all of a sudden was here. Poof, Friend said, end quote. And what did the filing from God say? Well, that's another untold story told at website anotheruntoldstory.com. But maybe we'll tell you tomorrow on Another Untold Story.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. the eyes in his head see the world.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show, and serious times right now. Alex down in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Bilderberg Conference. Spooks all around him. Obviously tried to set him up somehow with that mock fire drill. I mean, it's not a coincidence that the security guys come up to him, start talking about fire drill robberies, and then all of a sudden it happens. I really wouldn't be surprised if they were looking to plant something in his room and at least have an excuse to detain him for the entire weekend so he couldn't be a thorn in the elite's side. I just want to let everybody know that the way that you support this program is you support our sponsors or you give to this InfoWars Money Bomb. It was a huge success. We made over $200,000. We're keeping it open until Friday. Tomorrow we should be giving out the grand total, I believe, as long as somebody gives that information to me because, you know, I'm just a low guy on the totem pole. But you can go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and still give, and that's going to be put towards a new TV network to fight the info war. Another great sponsor we have is Enerfood, and we all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff, and for all the best reasons. Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, filters, or sweeteners, just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need for less than a dollar a day. Go to www.enerfood.com, that's enerfood.com, or go to InfoWars and click on the big banner. The number is 866-762-9238, that's 866-762-9238. That being said, I'm going to be taking calls on a host of issues. Hopefully Bilderberg will be the main one over the next hour, and I'm going to be discussing Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey going around exposing the vaccinations for what they are, death modules. They cause autism. They cause cancer. They're no good. And I guess that Robert Kennedy Jr. is also helping out with that. But we'll read that article, and then we're going to play the YouTube clip where they tell you that mercury is delicious. You know, despite what me and you learned in school when we were little children to stay away from mercury, that it was contained in thermometers, it was poisonous. Now they're telling you that mercury's going to help your brain. I know you don't believe me. That's why we're going to play the clip. All right, let's go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, are you with us?
Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm been a part of the truth movement for 2 years now, and I think it's great what Alex is doing out there in Virginia. And but I'm on another mission of my own, and maybe I'm trying to get some insight from you.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Indianapolis, and, of course, you know that the Marines are in town. And
this is the urban warfare drill? The urban warfare drill? Okay.
Absolutely. But I keep my video camera with me. And I guess my question to you is, you know, I've never done anything like this. You know, I'd love to be where Alex is, but, you know, I'm actually here where something else is going on. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's the best, you know.
All right. Here are my basic advice points. Number one.
Okay.
Stay on public property. Okay.
Right.
When they tell you this is the part of the drill, well, you tell me where the drill ends. You know, where is a sidewalk I can stand in? Two, when they tell you to put your camera down, you need to say, look, it's my First Amendment right. I'm on a public sidewalk. You're a public officer. And you just can't back down, man.
I'm not going back down at all.
That's right. So you got to get it. You got to upload it to YouTube. Send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. I thank you for the call, Mike. We got to head out. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this at the top of the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.